When it comes to improving customer service for people with a whole range of disabilities, there is a solution which can make a huge difference to service providers and customers alike. Gavin Neitz from Neitbox is with us to tell us more, and there's also some news about a new venue that we're looking for your help to trial. Gavin, thanks very much for joining us.
Absolute pleasure to be here, Alan. Thanks very much indeed for having me on.
So for those who aren't aware of Welcome, how does it work? Why does it make things better if you're a service provider or a customer with a disability?
Back when I was a guide dog mobility instructor, I would be with my clients. I would walk into a shop and I would ask myself, why didn't that person introduce themselves? And then I would go up to the staff member afterwards and I'd say, oh, please make sure next time my client walks through the door, because they're visually impaired, they don't see your name badge. If you could introduce yourself, that would be really useful. And then I thought, well, that's not very efficient. And I think somebody turned up with a mobile phone during my time at Guide Dogs and their phone spoke to them. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be good if the mobile phone could communicate with the staff member? So my client could set up a profile on their phone, which would mean before they walked through the door at any venue that was using our system, they could communicate with the staff member before they walked through the door. And if they had a profile, that could automatically trigger training. Now, when it comes to staff training, there's a real challenge with making sure that all the staff that work for you have the kind of training that they need. And when you consider the amount of training they need nowadays and how many different types of disability and how many different needs there are, there's a real need to be trained. So it's a real challenge, but we've now managed to address that with Welcome.
So if I have a profile that says, this is Alan, no, he's blind, he's a guide dog owner. You know, when he comes in, if you could introduce yourself, don't clap the dog. And maybe ask ask what he wants, if he wants an arm to go around the store, that kind of thing. So I'm kind of saying, here's me, here's what I need. And when I go to the venue, they will know that I'm on my way and they'll know how to help.
Exactly it. And if you think about the way that we're doing it right now, is if a disabled person goes in on their own, there's a sort of a bit of a clunky moment where you're trying to explain how best to be helped. But if you can automatically explain how to be helped before you arrive, just done digitally, then that can make all the difference. It means that you turn up and somebody goes, well, I know what to do. I know what they look like and I know how best to help them. So yeah, we launched it in the start of 2019 with only a handful of venues in Edinburgh, but we're up at probably about close to 220 venues across the United Kingdom and Republic of Ireland now. So it's growing all the time and the opportunities for people to use it are growing also.
How do you sign up then to use it? How do you create that profile that makes things better for you?
So signing up's really easy. It used to be an app, and now it's what we call a web app. So you don't need to download anything. You just go to a website. And that website is my.well-co.me. The well is W-E-L rather than W-E-L-L. Sign up there, and then your profile will give you access to roughly 220 venues across the United Kingdom and Republic of Ireland.
Now, I know you can, as a user, sort of suggest places for you to go to and ask if they will have Welcome installed in there. But I know at the moment that your newest one that you're trialling is the Currys, the electrical store. But you're looking for some help with that.
Currys are a phenomenal organisation. Internally, you get a chance to meet these people that really do. They really do care about staff training and the customer and making sure that they provide services. So Currys, just in the last couple of years, have worked with Purple Tuesday. So they've been trained on the Sunflower Lanyard. They also have Quiet Hour once a week for people who are neurodiverse. So Currys are really going sort of the extra mile. But we had a little chat with Currys and they said, wow, Welcome has the opportunity to not just let people know that we're coming or that we need help, but also to help our staff learn a little bit more about the disabilities people might be living with. And we cover 31 different conditions on the platform, but working with Currys isn't something that you can do. You can't just roll it out to 300 venues instantly. Currys said, well, we'll put it into 20 venues to start with. And then what we will do is assess the use of the service and whether our staff like it and whether the people who are disabled like it. So they said, we will put it in 20 stores across the West Midlands. So north of Birmingham and south of Birmingham. If you're thinking of your map, it takes in places like Birmingham, Shrewsbury, Tamworth, Burton, Wolverhampton, Stoke, Leicester, Maryhill, Stafford, Telford, Cannock, Sutton, Wensbury, Kidderminster, Stoke, Longton, Solihull, Loughborough, Leicester, St George's and Birmingham, Selioak. So any Currys store in the Midlands is going to have Welcome. And people can sign up for the platform, search for Currys, that's in Birmingham or anywhere in these areas, and they'll be able to visit one of those venues.
If that's successful, then will they roll that across all their stores across the UK?
Well, that's the potential. That is the potential. If we can get a certain number of users before the end of April, so 28th of April, then they will seriously look at whether this can be rolled out. Now, we've been working with some amazing companies recently, and one of the other ones is Levi's. Levi's now have it in 13 of their stores from Manchester up to Glasgow, and including Glasgow, including Gretna, but also across in Belfast and Dublin. And they're also looking for people to use it. So it's increasing all the time. The more people use it, the more we can prove the Purple Pound exists. For years, we've talked about this £274 billion spent by disabled people every year, but there's not been many opportunities to prove that it actually exists. This is our chance to do that. If we can do that, we can actually dictate to companies the need to use solutions like Welcome to actually improve how well they deliver the service to the people who walk through the door. Nobody wants to be discriminated against. And what this does is it actually cuts that off at the pass and helps people avoid discrimination.
So we want people to give this a go, or if there are people out there, you might know someone who has a disability and live in that area, you want them to get in touch and to try this out. So how did they do it? Did they have to sign up to something? I take it they can't just turn up.
So you need to have a profile on Welcome. Now, you can go back to that my.well-co.me, and then you will find the Currys stores that are involved in the trial. However, I have got a website here that people can go to that will give them even more information about Welcome and the stores that are taking part. It's www.well, and that's W-E-L, hyphen, co.me, /welcome-at-Currys.
And you'll get all the details there to take part in the trial. What's the deadline again, Gavin?
28th of April. So we've not got much time. We wouldn't mind if people book a couple of weeks in advance. That's not a problem at all. So you can go on the platform, set up a profile, and then have a look, have a little play with it. And then if you can get to any of those venues, then book away up to 2 weeks in advance. It's easy to do. And of course, if you know people in the area, that's also useful. But Welcome exists across the country now. And if you've got a profile, you can, of course, visit any of the venues that are already out there, like the Levi's or Northlink Ferries in Scotland, or City of Westminster Council have it in all of their libraries and leisure centres now. CV Life in Coventry have it in a lot of their leisure centres. Newcastle's got loads of venues now, including hotels and museums. And I think today we've just launched with Vindolanda Roman Fort. So if you fancy a trip to a Roman fort, they've now got it on the platform.
He's everywhere. Good luck with the trial, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Alan.